Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Healing Light Radio Show.
Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show. It's Reverend Stan and Jacob Phillips. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm good, Stan. How are you?
I'm actually doing really good. And, we're fixing to go right into the intro, but what we're going to be talking about today is what did Jesus actually do? He stumped the devil. When he died and rose again, he stumped the devil, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. So we'll be right back.
You are listening to
Healing Light Radio Show.
Welcome to the Healing Light Radio Show with your host, Reverend Stan. We will be teaching about the Word of God and teaching about the power of the Holy Spirit. I hope you enjoy this broadcast.
Welcome back to the Healing Light Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying this tonight. We sure are. We're going to be talking about the Word of God and just talking about, out 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. We're going to be talking about that tonight. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing good. I'm anxious to hear what you got to say about 1 Corinthians.
Yeah, me too. I'll tell you what the Holy Spirit
Neither one of us know what we're going to say. We're just going to flow. So.
Yeah, we're just going to flow and see what's going to happen. I love doing it like that. I don't really want to know exactly what I'm going to say because I really believe if we know what we're going to say, we'll mess it up, man.
that tends to happen.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing. I want to let the Lord guide our mouths into this. It's going to be an awesome time in the Lord. We're going to see the Lord move. If anybody needs prayer, I'll say this again. If anybody needs prayer, please call that number up there. It's 515-602-9685. It's 515-602-9685. Call that number, and we will pray for you, praise God. We will be right back. I'll be right back. We're going to play an awesome song. Here we go.
What will it be like when my pain is gone and all the worries of this world just fade away? What will it be like when you call my name in that moment when I see you face to face? I'm waiting my whole life to hear you say, well done. Thank you. angels crying out, singing, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Singing, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Singing, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Waiting my whole life for that day. Until then I'll live to hear you say, well done, well done, my good and faithful one. Welcome to the place where you belong. Well done, well done, my beloved child. You have run the race. Now you're home. Welcome to the place where you belong. Well done.
Praise God. That's an awesome song there. Well done, well done. So welcome back to the Healing Light Radio Show, and we're going to be talking about the last enemy destroyed teaching out of Corinthians. We're going to be talking about the last enemy destroyed. Praise God. So we're going to get right into that right now. Like I said, it's 1 Corinthians 15:20-28. Here we go. But now Christ is risen from the dead, and has become first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, and by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as the Adam all died, and even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ first fruits, afterwards those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God the Father, when he puts the end to all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Praise God. So what do you think about that, Jacob?
Well, that's a lot of verses to cover. Which way do you want to start at?
Let's start at the top, bro.
Well, I mean, if you want to take that verse by verse, there's a lot to talk about here. It says, but now Christ is risen from the dead. I got it pulled up on my computer, too. But now Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. That's actually, we could ask ask everybody out there that's listening, how did Jesus Christ become the first fruit? You know, and he came, the Bible says that he was the firstborn of many brethren. Well, it says that it says he's the first fruit of all that slept. It's talking about those, whenever he went into Hades and he preached the gospel to them, you know, when he says that he went and preached to captives. And so right there, he's the first fruits of all of those. And the reason he's the first fruit is, and this is kind of controversial, but it is the truth. Jesus had to die spiritually, just like we all have to die spiritually. When he gave up the ghost, he died as a man. And when he gave up the ghost and he received his glorified body, you know, I mean, it's the same thing that we have to go through. Everything Jesus did is the same thing that we're going to go through. So being the first fruit of the dead are those who sleep. It's just talking about whenever he was crucified and then he went down into Hades and preached the gospel. And so he was the first fruit because he was the first prison. And so it says in another phrase, he would bring many sons to glory. And so that's what I think about verse 20.
Praise God, praise God. And it says in verse 21, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. So I really believe what that means. Jesus had to be born as a man. And actually being born as a man, you've had to have, for you to have full power down here, well, I guess this is how God set this up, you had to live in a form. There had to be a form that you had to live in, and that's why he came as man, as Yahshua the Christ. So when he came as man, he had to die as man, right, Jacob?
That's correct. Keep going. I like it.
He had to die as man. So when Jesus, when God had to come in as a form to have ultimate power here on earth, he had to come in as a form and live on this earth to give him the rights and all the rights. See, the devil don't have those rights because the devil's never been here in form. He's never been in a body. He's possessed people, but he's never been born into this. I mean, there's no scripture that says he's been born in this world. He's been kicked down, but he's never been born into this world. So Jesus is the Son of God. The Spirit of God has been born into this world. So he has authority like we do. He has all the rights that we do, but he has more authority since he is God, God in man, praise God. So when he came into this world and living as a man, he had to pick up the sins of the man, praise God, and he had to put them to rest once and for all. So only God could actually deal with this. So when he came as a man, got put on the cross, took all every single one of our sins, praise God, it all got put on him. He had to die like Jacob said, he had to die spiritually and he had to die physically. But when they put him into the grave, hey, him unlike other, like a normal man, his father raised him from the dead. He actually spiritually went into hell where everybody else would have went. And then he actually told the devil, ha ha, I beat you. and then he went up to the
That's
father.
A good way to put it.
He went, ha ha, I beat you. Then he rose from the dead. He conquered death in front of Satan's face and laughed at him. Praise God. And then when he conquered
what
death.
What insult.
Yeah, he thought he had him. He's like, yeah, he's going to die. He ain't going to raise from the dead. He didn't know what God the Father had planned for his son, praise God. So when he rose from the dead, he conquered death, Jacob.
He did. In fact, it says that he was given the keys to death, hell, and the grave. So he completely wiped it out. I mean, you know, Colossians 2:15 is, you know, most people know that scripture. It says that he made a show, an open show of principalities and powers, you know, completely stripping of their power. And there's, I mean, there's just, you know, it's just no one of those statements you just can't argue with. I mean, this is what happened. I really like the way Stan put this because, I mean, he made it really colorful. And, you know, all those people that died in faith, the old covenant saints that died in faith, they went to a place called Abraham's bosom. Now, that wasn't paradise. That was paradise in hell until it became paradise in heaven. That's where the thief said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And so, I really like the way you put that. It makes it make more sense. So, yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. So we're going to go down to verse 22. It says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Praise God. So what do you think about that, brother?
Hang on just a second. Let me look at this verse 22. Let me get one more comment on this. It says, But every man in his own, Christ the first fruits, after they, okay, wait a minute, I have just lost it. Verse 21, for sins by man came death, but also came the resurrection. By man came the resurrection. The second Adam brought forth the resurrection of the dead, which means, you know, what we're fixing to talk about, verse 22. Love this. This is a great passage. For as in Adam all die, but now everybody should be alive in Christ. This is a spiritual issue. This is not anything physical. If you look at things Paul said, according to the word, when you interpret the word of God, you interpret everything by shadows and types of shadows in the Old Testament. It says, you know, you've heard it all said that Jesus in the Old Testament is concealed and Jesus in the New Testament is revealed. And so this is a spiritual thing. All were made alive in Christ. Well, how were they made alive? They were made alive because the umbilical cord was reattached to man, and now they have an opportunity where in the old covenant they didn't have an opportunity. You know, they had to sacrifice bulls and goats and sheep and pigeons and doves and, you know, and all kind of different sacrifices for different sins. But now we have the once for all sacrifice, and the cord has been reattached if we want it to be there.
Amen.
So all have been made alive. And the funny thing is, you know, after all men are redeemed, when Jesus died, he bought back the whole earth and everything in it. And so all men have been redeemed, but you will notice that there's people out there that are walking around that have no idea that they're redeemed. You know,
yep.
And some people
yep.
will die not knowing they're redeemed. So,
yeah, when that day they go to glory, they'll figure it out. But you know,
it'll be too late. So that's where we come in. We have to go out there and tell them.
Yes, and you know, we was talking about this earlier, how we have some religious, doctrines and people out there that's condemning to death, and we're going to get into that on another show talking about how the law brought death. And
don't get us started.
I'm going to get into that. There's parts here in the New Testament that talks about, Paul talks about that stuff, and we see where, you know, a lot of things that, you know, these people get stuck in the Old Testament. Yeah, we need to learn where we came from, but we need to learn where we are now, right, Jacob?
Man, that's the truth, ain't it, dude? You know, the Bible says the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Well, now that we're in Christ, we don't need to be brought. We done been brought. Like bringing in the sheaves. Man, the sheaves done been brought in, you know.
Praise God. Praise God. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good. Let's roll.
Okay, we're going to go back. We're going to go to verse 23. It says, but each one is his own order. Christ the first fruit, afterwards those who Christ at his coming. Okay. It says, but in each one is his own order. But each one is his own order. Christ the first fruit, afterwards those who are Christ at his coming. So Christ comes first. It says Christ, the first fruits. Afterwards, those who are Christ, who belongs to Christ, is at his coming. So Christ comes first. He's the first fruits. Christ, the first fruits. And afterwards, those who are Christ, the ones who belongs to Christ, belongs to Jesus, is at his coming. So when he comes, his own will come to him. His own will be joined with him. Then we're going to get into 24. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God, the Father, when he puts the end to all rule and all authority and power. Praise God. Praise God. And I got something spiritually to do with this, what I'm getting told spiritually. I'm being told in the Holy Spirit, when you fully let Christ, now we're going to get away from the physical, we're going to get into the spiritual, what happens into the man, into the spirit of man. When you fully die to yourself, and you fully let Christ possess you, you know, you hear about people getting possessed by the devil all day long. You hear it on movies and all these things, but they never talk to you. They never teach you about being possessed by God, okay? So we want to get possessed by God, by the Holy Spirit, not by the devil, but by the Spirit of God, of life. When we get fully dead to ourselves and to our old selves, then when Christ, the Holy Spirit, fully possesses us, we let him have full control, then Christ fully reigns in us. Our sinful self is gone. It's actually underneath our feet. Christ has put it underneath his feet, and Christ is fully living in us. But until we die, that doesn't happen inside of us as an individual. That old man has to be completely to the ground, because what you do, you fully submit Christ, you fully give yourself over to the Spirit of God to take over this form. He lives in here, but he's sharing this apartment with many other things. What do you think, Jacob? go ahead.
Excuse me. Verse 24, I really like that verse because I preach that verse a lot. It talks about whenever Jesus is put down all rule and all authority. But it talks about things having to be subdued under his feet. Well, yep. The Bible also says that the earth is his footstool. So if the earth is his footstool, where is his feet? His feet is resting on it, and the earth is under him, but his enemies have to be made his footstool. And so that's where the power and the authority, and what you were talking about, dying to yourself, the more dead you are in your flesh, the better the power of God can work through you. And that's, verse 24 is one of those power and authority scriptures. When Jesus is laid down, see, he can't lay down all rule and all authority until the church gets the work done.
Praise God.
And so this is like really, really, really important. So I'm kind of glad we're talking about this.
Praise God.
We have to understand that it is our responsibility to die to our flesh, and it is our responsibility to walk in that power. If we want to see verse 24 come to pass, we have to do something about it.
Amen. Amen. We've got to completely do something about it. We can't put it off on the side. I mean, that's so very important. And we can go back into, it said, then comes the end, and whoever delivers the kingdom to God the Father, he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. Okay, we're going 25. He must reign till he put all the enemies under his feet. He must reign till he puts all the enemies under his feet. So that can mean physical. It can mean spiritual. There's all type of things that can mean. You know, when the whole transformation of a Christian, I really believe when the Holy Spirit starts working in the individual, he wants to clean the house. He wants nothing in there but him. So this is what's going to happen. When the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you, he's going to start kicking things out. You know, it may be lust. It may be, glutton. It may be whatever. He's going to start kicking these things out, bring it forward into you, and getting it out of the house. So he's not going to rest until you start looking like Jesus, Jacob. He's not going to rest.
That's right.
He's not going to rest. And we might be took underneath the lawnmower a couple of times to make sure we understand this. But, he's not going to rest until we start putting the old man and keeping him in the grave and bringing him up every time we want to have a good time, right? We try to resurrect the dead man where we can go to the bar, and then we put him in the coffin when we walk out the bar. Not that type of thing, right? So, it's talking about that you leave him in the coffin. You never do those sins no more, and the Lord has fully transformed you into a likeness of Christ. Praise God. So that's what we're all trying to reflect. We're all trying to, you know, Jesus is already living inside of us. When we were saved, he came, the kingdom of God came and lived and came inside of us. The Holy Spirit came inside of us, praise God. But he wants to transform us into looking like the Son of God. That's the whole transformation of a Christian. A lot of Christians don't have no idea this is supposed to happen. You know, they just live their same old dead selves and live sin, and they go home, go to church every Sunday, say, amen, praise God, I feel the Holy Spirit, I'm getting the Holy Spirit goosebumps, and go back home and do the same thing over and over again, don't they, Jake?
I couldn't have preached it better. That's what happens. You know, it reminds me of the story of the man that Jesus healed at the pool of Bethesda. He said, do you want to get well? And the man said, I have nobody to put me in the pool when the water's stirred. And Jesus just told him to get up and carry his mat, walk. And then he goes, you're well now. Don't sin again or something worse may happen to you. Well, Stan was talking about earlier that, the Holy Spirit would rather dwell in a clean vessel than a dirty vessel. Not that he won't dwell on a dirty vessel. He would just rather have a clean vessel. And it's the Holy Spirit who leads and guides into all truth, which is the kicking stuff out part that he was talking about. And, I always say when you pray in tongues and you got a strong prayer life, you'll sin less. But when Jesus told the man, do not go and sin again or something worse may happen, once you get clean, you really don't need to let that stuff back in. You know, I'm not saying that people don't mess up, because we all do. I mean, we're going to, we're perfect in the eyes of Jesus and the eyes of God, as far as our spirit. But putting down our flesh is the challenge of the life that we live.
Yes.
And as I said before, the more we put our flesh down, the more power we can walk in. We see all these great generals of God that walked in power. You need to study. If you study them people, you need to study what they did to get where they're at.
It's awesome because a lot of those people learn how to die to themselves, and that's a lot of humbling, and a lot of that type of stuff. But, when you die to yourself, you become humbled, and, you won't never go back. You'll start dying to the old man. You won't say, I'm a sorry sinner and I'm saved by grace. So, you make all these excuses for living a holy life. That's what I'm saying. These people, they got 1,000 excuses why they ain't doing this and that. We all done that, and we all need to put that in the grave with the old man. Praise God, So the thing of it is that we learn to walk this walk out at the Holy Spirit. See, we can't change ourselves, Jacob. We can't. It's impossible. Only the Holy Spirit can change us from within out. So as he's trying to do that work inside of us and trying to transform us and to make us look more like Jesus, we work with him, right? We don't fight against him.
That's right. We can't, you can try to do things under your own willpower, and I'm not saying that doesn't work. But when your own willpower fails you, you get into condemnation. And when the Holy Spirit starts cleaning you out, the condemnation is gone because it's not you that's working to try to do it.
Yep. The Holy Spirit is doing that. And as you let him work and dig that stuff out of you, it may hurt. It may make you scream and yell. You might get things thrown in your face to show you shouldn't be doing that. Then all of a sudden, lay it aside and said, I've tried that, did that, I'm laying aside, I'm gone. I'm trying a different way. That's why repent. Repent means is to renew your mind. That means that you renew your mind, you actually repent. You change your mind of what you want to do. You change your mind from sin over to light, praise God. And that's something that we've got to do daily. There's some of us that still learning some of these things, but to get more like Christ, for Christ to fully take us over, we have to lay ourselves down. Don't you think that, Jacob?
We do. We have, and it's a scripture reference when Jesus said, to follow me, you'll have to deny yourself and take up your cross. Well, actually, really that word cross in the Hebrew is actually hiking pole, the walking sticks that they used to use to walk. But where they were going, when he said follow, take up your cross and follow me, he was talking about following them to die. He wasn't talking about following them to walk, you know, to walk to Capernaum and back. He was talking about, hey, if you want to go with me, you're going to die just like I am, you know. And so that's why I said earlier when we were talking about that, everything that you saw Jesus do in the physical and the spiritual is what we're supposed to do. I mean, he was a perfect example of this stuff, you know. And so this is a daily process. And people do need to realize that it's a spiritual battle. It's not a physical battle. It's not something you can do on your own. Like I said, I'm not saying that strong willpower can't help you, but when strong willpower fails you and you get into condemnation, you'll realize that you just have to throw your hands up and say, look, I need some help.
Yes. And, you know, when the Holy Spirit starts doing his work, it seems like all heck is breaking loose. It's like all heck is broke loose in your life, and you're like, what happened? I thought I was supposed to be peaceful. No, he's trying to get rid of the trash in the bag. All the things that wasn't of God is falling to his knees, because a lot of people receive Jesus Christ. Some things get better sometimes. The things, the relationships and the people that you was with and the bad things that you've seen starts falling away. The old friends that used to cuss and do drugs and all stuff used to hang out, they don't think you cool no more. And the girlfriends that you had that got you in a lot of trouble, committing lust, they disappear. They think you're not cool anymore either. So God starts cleaning your life up, and then he starts bringing what he wants into your life. And a lot of times that hurts when he starts doing that twisting and he starts pulling these things out. He's actually, he's trimming the limbs off the new tree that he's growing in you. He's cutting the limbs off. He's pruning the parts on you that's hurting you from growing, praise God. And a lot of times we got to be pruned. We have to have those bad limbs chopped off where we can grow new ones. I mean, all through my ministry, I've saw that. I've saw people get cut off and pushed away and things like that because the Lord didn't think that was right to be in my life at that time. So he actually cut that off, and I actually got used to it. When people fall away, I'm like, see ya, who's next? You know? So it doesn't bother you anymore. You start understanding that's part of the game. Right, Jacob?
It is. It's not just people falling away, you know. Whenever God starts dealing with you in your spirit and putting his finger on some of the things in your life that he wants you to get rid of, you know, I've heard it said like this: if you prune and discipline yourself, God won't have to do it.
That's
and so
correct.
It's really up to us to want to do this and to discipline ourselves to discipline ourselves. We discipline ourselves to discipline ourselves. And
right.
You can let God do it, or you can do it yourself. You can start walking away from things you don't need to be around. And there's tons of things we could mention. You could walk away by yourself. You could go and walk away. Let's just say you have a problem with alcohol. You can put the bottle down anytime you get ready. It's a decision. Or you could let God do it. It might hurt a little more if he does it. But the scripture does talk about pruning your own self, you know. Now, do you have to have the Holy Spirit to do that? You do have to. But,
yes.
You know, he'll let you do what you think you need to do. And then he's the helper. The Bible calls him the paraclete, Jewish word, paraclete. He'll let you go as far as you need to go, and he's there when you need help to do it. But it would be better if we pruned ourselves instead of waiting on, you know, God to be all like, okay, I've had enough of waiting on you. You know, we need to get this taken care of. You know, it might be a little bit more strenuous letting God just, you know, take the stick and beating it out of you, so to speak. Not really, but I'm just, that's my analogy. But we can make decisions, and we should make decisions when we become believers to start walking away from things. That's where the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us in the truth. He'll tell us what we need to change, and it's up to us to make the change.
Amen. 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 That's correct. You know, he'll start guiding us and lead us. And I really believe each morning for us to say, Lord, check our heart, check our mind. Anything that's not of you, we ask you to remove it. We ask you to judge it and remove it out of us, Lord. And just keep on doing that and staying in his glory. People's like, how do you stay in his glory? How do you stay in his glory? One of the biggest things that I've found out to stay in his glory is to praise him. Lift him up. Instead of giving him your laundry list of all your problems, praise him and thank him for what he's done for you. And as you praise and thank him for what he's done for you, you start moving closer to him. You start moving closer to him. You start seeing that glory and that praise coming in. So at this time, we're going to go into a song. We're going to go in, I Need a Miracle. Here we go.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young. But Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
I'm
God, praise God. I got a new, I got a song, Chuck McDonald. I'm going to let you guys hear that. And here we go. Let me stop that. This is an R&B song that's from a Christian, that's from a Christian rap group. I can say that with Chuck. I can see him rapping, man. I've been but anyway, this is Chuck McDonald. This is from trying to think of the name of the R&B group. But anyway, I'm gonna let you guys hear this. This is a pretty awesome song. Here we go.
Sacrifice so freely gave.
Praise God. That was Eve 8 Nation. That was Eve 8 Nation. You can go on Facebook and find this group. This is a group that I ran into at the at a conference. They was actually rapping and singing outside the conference. They actually was in the conference, and they actually gave me one of their CDs. They said, "Hey, Stan, you know, if you can put this on your radio, this has been many years ago, play our music." So Eve Nation, that was Break Every Chain. I had all this music on the computer. It didn't really have a whole lot of names on it. Then I picked up the CD and remembered it was Eve Nation, and it's Break Every Chain. They're still actually doing events now. I don't know whether it's the same group or the same people, but the group is still out, singing, rapping, doing the R&B thing, and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's awesome, Jacob.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I thought I saw you over there busting a move listening to that song.
I was, man. I was breaking every chain, bro.
You were, man. I seen you getting down. And but, yeah, man, that's a great song, and that's actually a great rendition. I'm a musician, dude, and so I got an ear for this kind of stuff, and I really like that rendition, man. They did a great job.
Yes, Eve 8 Nation is a bunch of kids that was addicts, that was drug addicts, had no place to go. This church took these people in, took them through rehab. A lot of them got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit and got delivered from this stuff. And they brought them into the church's singing group. And they put this group together with all these kids that's been in bad situations. They got delivered and set free. And when they actually play, you actually feel the Holy Spirit come off of R&B music. You would never think that, but it does. I actually was listening in my car back a long time ago when I first got the CD, and I could feel the fire of God coming through me just listening to this, because where you have got delivered and set free, that's where the Holy Spirit lies. That's where the power of God is released. When you sing out of what you went through and how you've been delivered, the Holy Spirit honors that, praise God.
Amen. That's true. And as far as music goes, man, it really don't matter what style it is, dude. It matters where your heart is when you're doing it. You know?
Praise God. Praise God. These teenagers, they was outside with only a microphone and a speaker, and they was actually performing live in the middle of the outside the Coliseum, and they was bringing it down right in front of everybody. I mean, they had everybody gathered around while they was proclaiming the gospel through their R&B, praise God, and through their rap.
That's
so
awesome.
It was awesome. You see this on TV, but they actually go to colleges and all different, arenas in that sort of way and proclaim the gospel in their own personal way. So praise God. That was awesome. But anyway, to get back what we was talking about, First Corinthians, and where we got to. We got to 27, I think, is where he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. So what do you get out of that, bro?
Well, that's talking about Jesus. Of course, the whole Bible points to Jesus. But, all things are under his feet. But all things are not under his feet. And every time I hear these scriptures, I think about responsibility of the believer.
Praise God.
He conquered death. He conquered death. He conquered hell and the grave along with conquering sin. So basically that whole thing means to me that God gave us, we have no excuses to fail. God cleared the whole path. Through Jesus Christ, cleared the path so that we could walk in absolute victory all the time.
Yes.
I always tell people the Bible is an open book test. If you fail, it's your fault. Because all the answers are in there. All you have to do is find them. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in.
That's awesome. And it's awesome to see that what the Lord is doing, and it's pretty awesome to see how God is transforming people, and that we have a responsibility as Christian believers, praise God, as Christian believers to actually set forth and work this thing, you know, help the Holy Spirit transform us. We really got to let the Holy Spirit transform us. We've got to, you know, work with him, not try to work against him. When you start feeling bad of going into a bad area or going into a bad, sinful place, you don't overlook that. Anyway, you actually say, hey, the Lord's telling me something. I need to stay out of this. I need to stay away from these people. I need to stay out of this bar. I need to stay out of this club. I don't need to go to the house of that person. I don't, you know, start listening to the Holy Spirit. Let him guide you out of there. And what's going to happen, those temptations of those things that you had before will leave. Those temptations will be broke off of you where you won't be tempted to go there no more. And as you know, the Lord will start cutting those vines that enemy had wrapped around your legs and wrapped around your arms. Those vines that the devil has tied around you will start breaking loose, and you'll start being set free from what the enemy has put on you for all these years. Like I said, resist the devil, he flees. And that's a lot of truth. When you resist him, he starts fleeing. When the Holy Spirit starts cutting him off of you, you'll start saying, what is going on? Like I said a while ago, what's going on in my life? Why is this happening? That's because Jesus is cleaning you up. That's one of the situations there. And I want to tell everybody, if you want to call in, you need prayer tonight, we'll be more than happy to pray for any individual that calls in. It's 515-602-9685. It's 515-602-9685. This is a different number than the television broadcast that I normally do three or four times a week. This is the radio broadcast. So this number is different because you're actually calling into the radio broadcast. We put you on the radio broadcast, and you'll be able to be heard everywhere. So call 515-602-9685, and we will pray for you. If you got pain, you got hurt, let us know what the pain level is. We will pray. You will start seeing that disappear. If you got broke, left, cancer, anything, the Holy Spirit can take care of all that, Jacob.
He can. And while we're on that subject, let me share a couple of testimonies from a meeting that I preached at last Saturday night.
I was in a
meeting called Freedom Night. That's what we decided to name the meeting, because the church is called Freedom Hill. And so it was Freedom Hill, and we were preaching. Basically, I was tag team preaching. I got 10 minutes, and I tag team preached with a couple of other pastor buddies of mine. And we all preached on freedom from something and freedom to something. And so I preached on freedom from depression, you know, and all three of us kind of flowed together. Well, altar call time came, and I called out a sore shoulder. Didn't know I was going to have two people come up, and one of them happened to be a 75-year-old man, and wow. He's in good shape for his age.
There you go.
Great shape. So it happened to be the father of one of the guys that was preaching. And he came up and said something about his collarbone and his shoulder, and it had been hurting for about 2 or 3 days. And so we prayed. And as soon as I got done praying, dude, he said, this is amazing. I mean, and the look on his face told the whole story. He said, this is amazing. And I found out later today from my buddy that he actually stood up and testified in church about it Sunday morning. And the other guy had been in pain for a couple of days, and he actually told me at the end of the service, after he had gotten healed, that he said, man, I didn't tell anybody about this but my wife. I said, well, you told your wife, and the Holy Spirit told her to bring you here. And he goes, yeah, because tonight I was supposed to be out of town working. He said, but I sure am glad I came.
Praise God.
So they both got healed in their shoulders. So
praise God. And we're going to get people healed in their shoulders here tonight. And we're going to pray for every single body that calls in, and we'll pray for everybody's listening. You don't have to call in. We're going to pray for you here right now, and we're going to go ahead and do that right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we release the Holy Spirit amongst the airwaves. We release the Holy Spirit amongst social media right now to bring healing and deliverance upon every single person. I'm just picking up now hearing aids. Somebody has hearing aids. Somebody has hearing problems. Right now, in Jesus' name, I bind the spirit of death, the spirit of deafness. I curse the spirit of deafness. I come in at spirit of death, at death and dumb spirit to leave out of their heads, leave out of their ears. Now, in Jesus' name, I command you to leave. In Jesus' name, I loosen you in Jesus' name. I command you to come out of their ears. I command that their eardrums to be healed now in Jesus' name, that the Lord Jesus Christ will heal their eardrums now. The Holy Spirit's released into the eardrums to heal completely the eardrums right now in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Spirit, go through and bring healing upon the legs, the feet. Are you picking up anything, Jacob?
Not right at the moment, but okay. that doesn't mean that's going to happen later.
Okay, so I'm gonna keep on praying. But at this time right now in Jesus, I just release the Holy Spirit. Go down legs. I'm seeing like a left right leg. I just release the Holy Spirit amongst individuals that has problems with their right leg. Praise God. And I command those legs to heal, that right leg to be healed. The muscles. I'm keep on getting the muscles, the upper muscle and the lower muscle right now to be healed now in Jesus' name. I don't know whether they pulled a muscle. They could have put a muscle in the leg. And I just command right now that pulled muscle to be healed. Every bit of that muscle to be bound, be woven back together, and for that muscle to be healed right now in Jesus' name, that all the pain and the swelling leaves now in Jesus' mighty name. I command the kneecap to be healed, the kneecap to be fully healed and restored in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit is going to upon the airwaves right now and bringing healing upon the kneecap right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus, my name. Praise God. Praise God. Call in now if you want a prayer for yourself and you have your individual problem that you need prayer for. Call in that 515-602-9685. I'll say it again. It's 515-602-9685, and we'll pray for you. If you need any prayer at all, just call in that number, and we will bring you right on air and just let us know where the pain level is and let us know what the situation is. Praise God. Go ahead, Jacob.
Well, you know, we see this kind of stuff happen all the time. This is not a spectator sport. Everybody should be doing this. And, you know, we encourage, this is why we come on here and talk about this stuff, because we don't want to be the only two guys, you know, we don't want to be the only two guys we know that do this kind of stuff. Excuse me. We want to see everybody else doing the same thing. If we can get everybody else doing the same thing, then, you know, we can see Jesus lay down all rule and all authority and power and hand the kingdom back to the Father. You know, that's what I'm kind of tying in what I'm saying to the message that was already preached tonight. And so, you know, we don't want to be the only ones doing this. Everybody can be doing this. And you know, Jesus gave the ministry of reconciliation to everybody.
Amen. Amen. And I really believe that's awesome, man. That's what I think about. That's what I think about. You're completely right about that, brother. And, God is doing a lot of awesome things through that. You know, we all should walk out and, you know, proclaim the gospel and pray for the sick and see the people get healed and transformed. Praise God. I just really, really believe that. And I just really believe that the Holy Spirit is in somebody right now. I just know that the Holy Spirit, I just feel the Holy Spirit is going through this airwave right now, bringing healing and deliverance upon an individual right now. I think he's probably feeling it in his legs. So I've been getting legs all day long. There's stuff going on in the legs, praise God. And if this is you, praise God, if this is you, stand up and walk around and let us know what is different. Send us a message. Stan or Jacob Phillips on Facebook, say, hey, I was listening to your broadcast, And man, you know, the Lord has really touched me that night, and you know, my legs was healed, or my back was healed. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit's touching somebody's back, and this, you know, something is happening in my body. I feel healed. All the pain that I had is gone. Praise God. Just let us know what the Lord has done for you as you're watching this broadcast. And I want to thank you, Jacob, for coming on here tonight.
Oh, no problem, man. I think we've had a great show. I think we've accomplished a lot with the discussion that we've had, and we'll keep going and keep doing what we do.
Amen. We'll see how the Lord uses this broadcast to bring healing and transformation to everybody. And folks, I want to let you know, share this broadcast. If you're on social media, share. Give us a like, and I'll tell people about the Healing Light Radio Show. You can also go to Blog Talk Radio, look up Healing Light Radio. You can see all the shows I've ever done. I think it's close to 300. I mean, I've been doing this for a very long time. So you can see all the shows that we've had on Healing Light Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And share that also. I also got that floating around. So if you're hearing this on broadcast, if you're hearing this on Periscope, if you're hearing this on YouTube, if you're hearing this on Facebook, Twitter, all these different avenues, give us a thumbs up and share this broadcast. It really helps us to get the word out. If you want to know more about Healing Light Ministries, go to healinglightministriesnc.org. You can go there and you know, learn more about the Healing Light Ministries. If you'd like to donate to this ministry, you could also go there and donate. They got a donate area if you'd like to help the ministry, bless the ministry. That's awesome too. So I want to say God bless you all and good night.
Thanks for listening to the Healing Light Radio Show.